Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everybody. I am Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next hour as I guide you through some of the maze of some very conflicting and sometimes confusing information to assist you in achieving your own optimal health and wellness. And you know you can find me here each and every Wednesday where I share some simple solutions for your own everyday health. And today we're going to be talking, we're going to kind of follow a discussion that I started on Monday on my blog, OMG, that's allergy free. So if you do follow that blog, you know that I've been sharing some information this week about the healing power of flowers. So on Monday, I started with some information on the healing properties of about 14 really common garden flowers, from the really unexpected ones like daisies and lilacs and peonies to the more well-known varieties like roses, lavender, and calendula. And then yesterday, I shared some tips on making your own floral water, like rose water or lavender water or honeysuckle water, orange blossom water, things like that can be used to treat different kinds of skin conditions, used as kind of an aromatherapy in your bath, added to lotions, that kind of thing. Or some of them actually have some great culinary uses as well. So the great thing about a blog is that you can share recipes and post photos and those kinds of things. But kind of the downside of a blog is that there's often other kinds of information that would be great to share, but it's a little bit cumbersome. So I thought this was the perfect venue for sharing some of the more esoteric sides of the healing power of flowers, and to allow you to interact and have some time to ask questions. So I want to remind you that that throughout this entire segment, we will be taking phone calls and instant feedback messages so that I can answer your questions. So just in case you want to call in, the number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And so feel free to step in and make a call or send an instant feedback question, because today I'm going to not only be giving away a copy of my booklet, If Bodies Heal Themselves and Why Am I Still Sick, to the third listener, I'm also giving away a copy of my cookbook to the fourth, my cookbook OMG, that's allergy free, to the fourth listener who calls or instant messages. And if that's a gift and you let me know that, I will make sure that it gets to your mother or daughter or whomever for Mother's Day. So just let me know. So let's get started with some really what I consider to be pretty interesting information. You might not be surprised to know that about, actually more than 75% of all doctor's visits in the U.S. are due to stress-related illnesses. Oh yeah, stress. That stress can rear its ugly head in so many ways that we don't even recognize. But that's where the healing power of beauty actually steps in. It's often said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and while that is absolutely true, there are certain types of beauty that really do the body good in general. In fact, they release some really powerful chemical messengers in our brains called neurotransmitters. And those neurotransmitters fire off all kinds of messages to the body that call for a rush of calming or pain-relieving or stress-relieving hormones and little things called peptides. It's been demonstrated that listening to 30 minutes of classical music has the exact same effect as a Valium without the side effects. So through the advances of the modern medicine that we have at our fingertips nowadays, we can prove this via things like brain scans and blood work. But native healers of all kinds through the centuries, medicine men and herbalists and homeopaths and all sorts of energy practitioners like acupuncturists have known these things for centuries. But I love it when modern science begins to catch up with ancient wisdom. But for years, when I started studying herbs and medicine and natural medicine, for years I wondered how the first person ever knew, how to use a flower or an herb or a plant as a medicine, and how they would know what kind of conditions it would treat. So just in case you've ever wondered this as well, I want to share with you what a pretty well-known herbalist, his name is Stephen Booner, told me a number of years ago. Because like me, he was really fascinated by plants and their healing potential. And like me, he was really curious as to how their healing properties were discovered. So he started studying. And he began to see that no matter where in the entire world that a medical practitioner was using a specific herb or root or flower or plant, it was always used to treat the same kinds of conditions. And this was pretty puzzling. So in order to gain an understanding of how this knowledge came to be, he started traveling to various places around the world and would inquire with the local medicine men and herbalists and medical practitioners in these remote areas. And this is where he learned something that when he shared it with me, it was so fascinating. And it gave me one of those big aha moments that when I heard it, I could literally feel it in my body as the truth. So this is what he told me. He said that each one of the medicine people told him that the plants themselves actually spoke to their ancestors and told them how they should or could be used. They shared with him that it was actually the spirit of the plant that held the healing properties. And this really touched me very deeply. And it also explained a lot because you probably know that nearly every drug from aspirin to chemotherapy drugs are actually synthetic formulations of some plant or herb or root or flower, many of them from tropical rainforests. For example, aspirin is really just the synthetic formula of white willow bark. But of course, there's not really much money in marketing an herb or a flower or a plant that anyone could grow. But of course, there's lots of money to be made from putting chemicals together in a lab and creating a patent. And so this is why, medicines are made and marketed and sell for lots of money, where herbs and plants are inexpensive. But there's a huge drawback in using those synthetic formulas because that very healing spirit of the plant is missing. because it's just a bunch of chemicals that were made in the lab. And so this is why I believe that it's so important for us to get back to more natural forms of healing. And it's why creating your own little natural healing medicine cabinet, or your little pharmacopoeia, as they call it in natural medicine, well, why that's so important. Now, because herbs are actually really powerful and they do have some specific uses, and when they're used incorrectly or when they're overused, they can have some mild to moderate side effects. So when you're using something unusual, it's always best to get the advice of someone who really understands these things, an herbalist or a naturopath or a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, and some acupuncturists who are really well trained in certain kinds of herbs. So it's always good to get some advice from a professional. But generally speaking, the herbs have virtually no side effects. What herbs do is work to bring the body back into harmony and treat the whole person rather than just a symptom. And they do it in many ways that we are not even aware of. So it's likely that we'll be uncovering a lot of these for many, many, many decades to come. Now, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today I'm sharing some information on healing with beauty. And we're talking about the amazing healing properties of some common herbs and flowers. And we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'll start taking some of your calls. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single-origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You are listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and we're back on the air. So today I'm sharing some information on healing with beauty, and we're specifically talking about the amazing healing properties of some pretty common flowers and herbs. And so I want to be sure you have the phone number because, like I said before the break, today I'm giving away a copy of my new booklet, If Bodies Heal Themselves, Then Why Am I Still Sick, to the third listener to either call in with a question or send your question through instant feedback. And I'm also giving away a copy of my cookbook to the fourth listener who calls or instant messages today. So here's the phone number, 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And before the break, we talked about the fact that more than 75% of all doctor's office visits are due to stress-related illnesses, and that we also mentioned that neurotransmitters are responsible for firing off all kinds of chemical messengers in our brain that are so powerful that one of the examples I gave is so powerful that when people listen to beautiful classical music, it produced the same results as Valium. And we also mentioned that herbalists and medicine people around the world have the same story when it comes to plants and flowers and roots and herbs, so that they all use each of them as, for the same types of illnesses, and that they all reported the same story, and that the way they knew how to use them is that the actual spirit of the plant spoke to their ancestors. And that the spirit of the plant actually provides the healing. And that plants really treat the whole person. They don't just treat a symptom. They treat the whole person. And so I'd like to kind of move on and discuss some of the ways that this might be happening. So, you know, when you look at a flower or a plant, sometimes you just get this overwhelming sense about it. You know, you're overcome with the color, or you're overcome with the fragrance, or you're overcome with just the entire beauty of it, or the symmetry or the asymmetry of it. There are, you know, lots of different components. But so, you know, I wanted to start with this as, you know, one of our, you know, the potentials of why flowers and plants can be so healing. And it could be, or it probably is, in part due to the actual color of the flowers and the plants, because it seems that there's such a thing as color therapy, and some of you may be more familiar with it than others. And so these colors actually do some things to psychologically change or alter our moods or our behaviors. So, for instance, green is the color of balance. It's a positive. It creates harmony and refreshment, universal love, rest, restoration, peace. So, green would it actually has a frequency in the color, you know, in the color spectrum that strikes your eye in a way that requires absolutely no, your eyes do not have to make any adjustment to see it. And so it's more, that's actually more important than most people realize. So we don't actually have to, you know, make all these adjustments with our eyes. It's just automatically we feel that response when we see the color green. It's kind of interesting. But when we see the color red, it has the longest wavelength and is considered a really powerful color. And it is the first one to really reach out and grab your attention. And so that's why they use it for, you know, for a stoplight or a stop sign, because when they grab your attention, pure red is the absolute simplest color, and it's perceived rapidly through your eyes. It does take an adjustment for your eyes, but it's a really rapid adjustment. And the kind of more downside of red in terms of color therapy is that it's considered a little bit more demanding or aggressive, or it has a bigger visual impact. But it's also is reported to give you feelings of courage and strength and warmth and energy. So, you know, those are some of the things that red flowers would could help you with. So if you are in an emotional state where you're feeling kind of weak or disempowered, you know, the red flowers could actually give you that psychological boost, where a yellow flower actually is all about optimism and confidence and extroversion and a positive self-esteem. And the yellow wavelength is also relatively long and pretty stimulating, and so that's why they use it as a caution in stop signs or stoplights. And there are lots of different colors of yellow, but universally, the color yellow lifts your spirits. So, you know, people who tend to wear a lot of yellow are generally pretty positive type people. And then kind of something that's in between would be orange, between red and yellow. Orange, the color orange, is thought to be pretty positive. It represents physical comfort and warmth and security and passion and abundance. And because it is a combination of red and yellow, it can be stimulating, but it also is warm, so it can also be comforting. And then we move on to pink. You know, we see lots and lots of shades of pink flowers. And pink is a positive color. It's related to red, but it's actually its own distinct color, where other colors like light blue or, you know, light green are really just reflective of the color itself. Pink is its own individual color, and it has to do with femininity and nurturing and warmth and tranquility, and it represents the feminine in so many different ways, and it's very soothing. In where red is stimulating, pink is actually really soothing. And then the color violet, we see a lot of colors of violet or purple out in the plant world. And so the color violet is a spiritual awareness kind of color. It's about having vision and luxury. And it is actually the shortest wavelength of all the colors. It's... while it's kind of introverted and it encourages really deep contemplation or meditation, it always, that color kind of brings on the best of those things, not in a depressive way or, you know, kind of a downer, but in a really uplifting, spiritually positive contemplation. So a lot of people can, you know, really get into feeling pretty serenely, spiritually peaceful around the color violet and different shades of purple. So, you know, if you think about that and you look at a flower garden, your eye will be automatically drawn to specific colors, and those, you know, can have something to do with what's going on with you. Now, from a whole more physical standpoint, different flowers, different herbs, different plants are going to contain different amounts of minerals and vitamins and enzymes that will be good for all kinds of different issues that you're having. For instance, yesterday in the post on my blog, I talked a lot about roses, and roses in the whole world of aromatherapy and essential oils, roses are considered to have the highest vibrational quality of any plant or flower. And the actual vibration of roses is the same vibration that we equate with love. And this is probably why roses became a really common symbol of love. So, you know, you bring your sweetheart roses to demonstrate your love. You give roses when someone's in pain to remind them that you are there and that you love them. So roses kind of the universal symbol of love. But roses have some really unique qualities, because roses actually have high amounts of vitamin C in them. And so this is actually one of the more physical aspects of roses. So rose petals and rose hips all have lots and lots of vitamin C in them. So they're really good for all kinds of infections and to actually help with reducing wrinkles. And so, you know, rose oil, rose petals, rose water are really effective in skincare of all kinds. And in lots of cuisines, especially Middle Eastern cuisine, uses a lot of rose water in their cooking. And it's that same thing. You know, it's adding lots of vitamin C, it's adding other constituents, and it's creating this feeling of love and well-being. And, you know, which one of us couldn't use just a bit more love in our life, right? So you are listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today I'm sharing some information about healing with beauty. And so we're talking about some of the amazing healing properties of plants and herbs. And we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we'll be taking some of your calls and talking a bit more about the amazing healing powers of flowers and herbs from around the world. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And
Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today I've been sharing some information on one of my favorite subjects, healing with beauty. Specifically, we've been talking about the amazing healing properties of some common flowers and herbs. And I want to be sure you have the phone number, because today, as I've said before, I'm giving away two gifts. The first one is a copy of my newest booklet, If Bodies Heal Themselves, Then Why Am I Still Sick, to the third listener or caller. And I'm also giving away a copy of my cookbook to the fourth listener who calls or instant messages. So here's the number again, 800-930-2819. And before the break, we started talking about roses and some of the amazing qualities of roses. So as you know, roses are pretty highly prized. They're parts of perfumes and all kinds of lotions and body care products. In fact, there is a whole makeup line made by Dr. Hauschka that uses rose oil in everything from their mascara to their toners to their face creams and tinted moisturizers and everything, because roses have the highest vibrational energy, but they also contain very high amounts of vitamin C. So in skincare, what roses can do is actually that vitamin C will actually help build the collagen, which will help you reduce the fine lines and wrinkles on your face. So one of the other things that roses do is build your immune system. Now, that can be from a number of different components, from the vitamin C to the calming effects of the sight of roses or the color of roses, all the way to the scent, that high vibrational scent that they have that mimics the scent of love. And so if you want to give your mom or your sweetheart or your sister or your wife a Mother's Day present and you want it to feel like love, well, you might want to consider something that's made out of roses. And if you want to make your own, feel free to visit my blog, omgallergyfree.com, where I gave some instructions to make your own rose water yesterday. So let's move on to a few other to a few others. I have an instant message from Jill in Chicago, and she wanted me to talk a little bit about why, how it is that things like calendula, why those kinds of things end up in skin creams. So that's a really good one, because calendula is is pretty common in lots of, especially in baby products, because calendula is that flower in the garden that has really bright yellow, almost orangey petals. And calendula flowers are a humectant. In other words, they attract moisture from the air. So if you put something on your skin or your hair that's a humectant, it will actually take moisture from the air and attract it to you to keep you your skin or your hair or whatever from being dry. So it's used to treat things like eczema and red rashes. So diaper rash being a really common thing to use calendula for. So you'll find that in lots of natural baby care baby products, diaper care products, you'll find lots of calendula. It also is really effective to treat yeast infections, ringworm, athlete's foot, diaper rash, I already mentioned that, and cradle cap. So cradle cap is that really big flaky skin that sometimes new babies get. In addition to its humectant properties, it also contains a lot of salicylic acid. And that salicylic acid in calendula makes it antimicrobial. In other words, it treats all bacteria, viruses, and fungus. And it's also antiseptic, and it offers some pain relief. Plus, that yellow color means that it's full of carotenoids, so it makes it a really great antioxidant. And so if you want to make your own calendula oil, you can actually take the petals and put them in a sterilized jar and then cover all the petals with about an inch of either almond or apricot or avocado oils or a combo of those, and steep it in sunlight, direct sunlight, for about 3 weeks. Make sure you shake it every day. And then at the end of the 3 weeks to a month, up to 6 weeks direct sunlight, it will be ready to use. So then you strain it through some cheesecloth and store it in a dark colored bottle in your little medicine cabinet. And then when you have those kinds of things, so think about red rashes, dry, scaly skin, yeast infections, things like that. So when you have something like that, that's a great one for the flower calendula. And we're actually using the petals of that, because some flowers you would actually use the roots, or sometimes like geraniums, you can use the leaf, and lavender as well. You can use the leaves and then and the petals. In geraniums in particular, the base of the geranium, you know, because the geranium is kind of a bracket of flowers, and at the very base of the bracket, there's a little swollen part, and that part is where most of the geranium oil actually lives. So depending on the flower, you'll use different parts, either leaves or roots or flowers, and sometimes all of the above. For instance, dandelion is a really good example of this. Dandelions, you can use everything. So depending on what you're trying to accomplish, you'd use a different part. For instance, the leaves of the dandelion plant are edible and used as salads. In fact, our ancestors, especially in cold climates, dandelions would be one of the very first plants, green plants that came up in the spring. And so they would use those to make salads. And so one of the great things about dandelion leaves is that they're really potent liver cleansers. And how they do that is that one of the ways they do that, besides just the different components in the leaves, is that they have a bitter taste. And that kind of slight bitterness stimulates bile from your liver and from your gallbladder. And bile is actually one of those things that the liver uses to detoxify itself. So it stimulates the bile, so it cleans the liver. Now, in traditional Chinese medicine, and some other herb forms of medicine, the roots are primarily used as a liver tonic or a cleanser. And so rather than using fresh leaves, what they would do is tincture these roots in alcohol for months, even years. The longer they were tinctured, the more powerful they became. So so certain traditions will sometimes use powdered or chopped up bits of dry dandelion roots. Others will make tinctures. When it comes to herbal healing flower, the power of these flowers, I generally think that a floral water or a tonic or a tincture or a paste made directly rather than anything encapsulated is really the best way to go. That's when you capture the most healing essence of a particular herb or flower. And it requires less digestion. So one of the other things that a dandelion will do is act as a diuretic. So this is actually a component, again, of the leaves. But to treat things like bee stings and calluses and warts, you actually use that white sap that comes out of the dandelion when you pick off the flower. That's the powerful part for that. And then the flowers themselves are actually used in to tincture and make into wine. So you can see that little dandelion is a powerful garden fixture and has a lot of uses and belongs in your natural medicine cabinet. And if you want to make your own multi-purpose tincture, I actually use the leaves, the roots, and the flowers of clean organic dandelions. I pack them really tight and cover it with 100-proof potato vodka and stored in a dark, cool place for at least 6 months. And it's really strong tincture, and it will be both a supporter and a detoxifier of your liver, your gallbladder. And it also really aids in digestion. And for lots of generations, herbalists have been using it to treat respiratory illnesses and acne and even fatigue. So I really consider it as a great herb to do a spring and fall kind of cleansing program every year. So as you can see, there's lots of components to each one of these things. One of the things that's really powerful in a dandelion, besides that bitterness, is that it has lots of vitamin K in it. So the vitamin K and magnesium and other kinds of vitamins and minerals that you find in these different herbs will have a different effect depending on what part of the body that we're dealing with. In this particular case, in dandelions, one of the reasons that it's so effective is it contains some specific components that we don't find in any other herb that are like I said, really effective at dealing with the liver and the gallbladder. And so it's just one of the things to keep in mind. As I said before, if you're a little bit unfamiliar, always go and get some support from an herbalist or a naturopath. I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll be taking a few more of your questions or calls and answering them the best that I can, so, and sharing a bit more information. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transform your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with me and Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today I've been sharing some information about healing with the beauty, some of the ways that common everyday flowers and herbs can produce a healing effect in our life. And so we talked about the fact that more than 75% of all doctor's visits in the U.S. are made because of stress-related illnesses. So anything that we can do to relieve that stress, no matter what form it's in, whether it's psychological or mental or spiritual, whatever, any way that we can create more balance in our life and reduce that stress goes a long way toward making the healing process much stronger. And this is one of the great ways that flowers help. Remember, at the beginning, we talked about how beauty can actually, the sight of something beautiful actually releases some neurotransmitters in your brain that have pretty powerful effects. They are effective as Valium. Some of them are as effective as painkillers. And so just looking at flowers can have that effect. And one of the reasons for that is that different colors of flowers, different colors in general, have different effects on our body, where red would be all about strengthening our courage and our resolve and giving us, you know, some energy to move forward, where yellow would be more about feeling powerful and secure, so that was orange, and yellow gives us a feeling of happiness, where green is that color of balance, and pink is the color of tranquility and femininity and love, and violet is that thing that enhances our spiritual nature and helps us have this amazing transcendence into almost a euphoric state of in our spiritual life. So each one of those things has a powerful impact on how our bodies heal. And then, you know, you move on to the actual chemical constituents in a plant, whether that's high vitamin C in roses, or the aroma of a rose, or that creates these feelings or sensations, or the fact that rose oil, because of its high vitamin C, will actually rebuild our collagen in our skin and make us feel more beautiful. All of these things work together. And then we talked a little bit about calendula and how it has lots of anti-inflammatory properties and antimicrobial properties. So flowers do so much, whether we're using the roots in some plants, we're using the leaves in some plants, we're using the flowers in some plants. And like a dandelion, you use the roots, the leaves, the flowers, and even that little white sappy stuff that comes out of the stem when you pluck off the top of the dandelion. So each one of those things contains different chemicals that are used to treat an illness or a reaction that we're having. And And we also discussed the fact that traditional herbalists from around the world, medicine men and medical practitioners from all kinds of practices, have reported that it's actually the spirit of the plant, the essence of the plant, so to speak, that has the healing. So it's not just one thing. It's not just the color. It's not just the fragrance. It's not just the vitamins. It's not just the minerals or enzymes. There's something more in that plant that creates the healing. So when laboratories take something, a plant, an herb, a flower, and break it apart and look at all of its chemical constituents and make a synthetic copy of it to use as a chemotherapy drug or a painkiller, what it's missing is that vital essence of the plant that really does the healing. And so when you're taking these synthetic forms, they don't have the same protective qualities. They don't have the immune building, the immune stabilizing, the uplifting, the spiritual connection, the everything that goes along with the vitality of a plant. And that's why I highly encourage you to start building up your own little natural pharmacopoeia in your natural medicine chest for all different kinds of things. Now, if you'd like to contact me during the week, you can always get to me through my website, which is simplehealthnetwork.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at Simple Health Network, or you can contact me through my blog, which is omgallergyfree.com. And on my blog, I post several times a week recipes that are relevant to health. And for instance, yesterday I gave the directions for making your own rose water or lilac water or orange blossom water, whatever you wanted to make. And so I want to remind you that I am there. I'm here to answer your questions. And so before we close today, I just want you to stop and think about the fact that all of these plants, these flowers, these herbs, they were all here long before Western medicine arrived on the scene back a few decades ago. And up until the advent of antibiotics, these things were used exclusively to treat people. And while they are not the answer to everything, at least not that we know right now, I'm sure that there's so much more for us to learn, they are a great place to start, and they have very, very, very few side effects. So they not only treat the symptom, they treat the whole person. So it's almost Mother's Day, so I highly encourage you, as you're thinking about gifts, to look at natural perfumes that are made out of natural oils, to look at body care products that contain some of these flower essences or flower oils or flower waters, because these are the things that can be really helpful. And the time has flown by so quickly, and I just want to take a moment to thank you for joining me today here on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope that this little discussion about flowers sparked a little transformation in your thinking. I had a really wonderful time chatting about this subject, and I appreciate your calls and your questions. Sorry I didn't get a lot of them answered, but if you contact me, I will get them answered for you. Remember, I'm here every Wednesday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific time, where you can always find out more about simple solutions for your own everyday health. This is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthier week, and I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's simplehealthnetwork.com. And check out her blog, omgallergyfree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.